best, baby, what is your type? When we say what we want, we don't care what is right. Send a flex while they stare in the night. In the air, it's apparent we nice. Porches going to tear. This real deal, boy, it's more than a scare. I just suggest you do more than beware.
Come on, hit that shit. Bang. Get wrecked. There you go. I do this a lot, so it's okay.
Hold up.
Dang, yo, son. Here we go.
Oh, I gotta sneeze now.
Brother, I just lost probably like 2 life years.
Holy Ooh. Shit. You gotta sneeze? No, you don't, brother.
Shit, baby. Welcome back to another NE5 podcast. It's your boy, AZAK, Daddy Z, with tears in my eyes. And to my motherfucking right, 6'3" is what they're alleging. 175 pounds, 4 inches.
That's just some hair. Dude, that's some hair in my mouth.
Oh my god! Yeah. It's your boy Austin from the NOF. Yo, and if y'all want to watch these videos done live, make sure you go to the TikTok like these folks are in here right now at NE5 Podcast, and make sure you subscribe to the channel right now. Tell your friends about us, bro. We're trying to get 500 subscribers. Here we go, Austin.
I just got to fade it up with my boy Anthony. You see, you peep the fade.
No fade, but... Yo, fades are disappearing now, bro. Yes, if anybody sir. Doesn't know, now you know. Fades are not a thing anymore. People are not getting fades anymore. It's all about scissor work. Get that flow going, bro. We're going to bring that shit back. Like the greaser style, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, the flow.
It's going to come back. Watch, NE5 called it, bro.
Anthony's pretty good with the scissors, you know
Yo, look
what
at
saying?
That. Y'all look at that clean up. Cut, son. Look at that.
I should hit him up for real. I can't really see the whole thing, but...
Yeah, that's all good, though.
Hit him up.
Hey, yo. Anything interesting happened this week, brother?
Today, you know, I was thinking I was having a good day. It's Friday, you know what I'm saying? With my
Oh yeah, brother.
You know, I'm at work with my OG squad, you know what I'm saying? Everything's going well until one of the guys go, "Oh, the boss just hit me up. He said I got to go see him." I was like, okay.
Oh, shit. Now, that could mean a lot of things, brother. That means that they discovered some...
It could be.
Some OSHA gone wrong, but bro.
In this case, it was different. We knew. When he said that, we knew he was...
Oh, you knew what was up.
Yeah, because...
Because
a couple of weeks before, they took somebody else already. They took one of my boys, one of my OG crew.
It's the reaping. That's what this is,
bro. They sent them, you know, somewhere, another job site.
No.
So once once he found out, he's like, oh... I think I'm next.
Yeah, you got called up to the Hunger Games is basically what happened.
And it was sad for us that stay there, but they're happy to leave because that place sucks, dude. I hate that place. We feel like jail on that job. So you can't leave that job site. So yes, the rumors are true. He ended up getting sent somewhere else.
No.
And now like our squad or our OG crew is just, you know, teeny tiny. Now it's just 3 of us.
Right, so it was like the OG crew, like they've been there for the longest. Yeah, guys got that chemistry. It's fun every time.
Banter, and it's great. But like, what sucks about it is that it happened out of nowhere. Like not even a day's, not even a week's notice. It just happens right then and there. Boom, you're leaving. You're not gonna see these guys ever again. Because some of them are temps. So like, you know, we might not see him again. We might not even see him again. Which. It sucks, but at least, you know, we got the numbers. We still got the group chat. It's called the Align Betting. That's the Align's the job site, but like betting is because we do price picks.
They put it in some L-ass lives, bro.
Nah,
dude, but, and this is so relatable because I know that everybody has been in like a work environment where like, you know, you win in, right? And a lot of people are either new, but like you feel like that's your OG squad. You know what I'm saying? Like you're like, damn, this is like the people that I can relate to the most, no matter how many new people can come in.
The D1 starting lineup. You know what I'm saying?
That's the A squad. You know who's shit over here and you know who's good. You got to have a good mixture of both. You know what I'm saying?
And then someone new comes and you're like, who the fuck is this?
Yeah, you got to like test them a little bit. You got to treat them like shit a little bit. You know what I'm saying? They can't just have it easy.
Yeah, and then eventually maybe they'll fill their shoes, but it's hard to fill your, you know, your coworkers' shoes, the ones that you fuck with.
Yeah, they got
to
pass that like vibe check type shit.
Yeah, so the one that left today, he's a paisa. He's a middle-aged man, but we fuck with him. We fuck with him heavy because he's like one of those that wants to learn English. Like he asked me a question like, oh, how do you say this? Boom, boom.
He's actually trying.
Yeah, he takes classes. He takes classes at night. You know, he takes some English
classes. Oh, your local church type
shit. I don't know where he does it, but he actually tries. You know, obviously he has got an accent and everything. But you know what he reminds me of? He reminds me of a minion. Like, you know how a minion acts? like so like silly, goofy.
Oh,
like,
silly, goofy, like upbeat, bubbly kind of vibe.
Bubbly, like he'd be just be mumbling shit like out of nowhere, making like just saying weird ass sounds and shit like that.
Interesting, brother.
He just repeats everything. Like we'll say like, oh yeah, fuck that guy, and he'd be like, fuck that guy. Like,
like he just, right, like a child, like a four year old that's repeating for real. Shit. It's kind like of funny, you know.
And he's like, it's he's so funny. Like he doesn't even know he's funny. Like that's like the best type of funny.
Yeah, that's the best part.
Oh
about
man,
it.
Yeah, I'm gonna miss that guy so much,
dude. I had this incident happen to me, dude. I used to work at Chipotle, brother. 17 years old. What just happened over there? All right, here we go. Okay, so like I was saying, bro, before the fucking cameras cut out, dude. I had the OG squad in Chipotle, bro. I was working there when I was 17 years old, making $9 an hour. Here we go.
Yeah.
Oh, look at this. Look at this, Austin. Yeah, what the fuck y'all know about that, son? Okay, what y'all know about that, son? All
right.
$9 an hour, bro.
Damn.
I was going
crazy.
That was
the wrong side. You got to put the ow, 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 ow.
Yeah. No, back then... Hey, but back then I was cooking with that $9 an hour, bro, because people were making $7.25. So I was, you know, what I'm saying? I was going crazy. But look,
you were essential in the work.
Yeah. So, dude, listen, my boy Daniel, right? He got hired on at Chipotle first. He was one of the first youngest I knew to get like an actual job, right?
Yeah.
I was like, dang, dude, how the hell did you do it, bro? And it wasn't like no minimum wage job. It was like a good job at the time for a high school student, right? Mm-hmm. And he was like, bro, like, yeah, I got in. He's like, dude, I can get you a job. Like, they're looking for people to hire. I was like, bro, put me the fuck in. And then the whole group chat was like, yo, get in, bro. It was like Kevin, Donnie, J-Dot.
I remember, like, I think Donnie was telling me about this. And I believe it was like a group interview.
So they all had a group interview, I think. It was Donnie.
They all
Donnie, Kevin, and somebody KT, else, I think. It might have been KT.
Like, they all had... one interview at the same time.
No, I think it was all three at the same time with the manager. All three with the same manager, which is kind of crazy, right? Because then everybody's going to steal each other's answers or some shit. And like, or somebody will outshine the other people.
Right.
Bro, tell me why. So listen, that's funny that you bring that up, right? Dude, whenever y'all go into interviews, bro, prepare, dude. Look up online. There's plenty of people that do this shit for a living that share some financial, that share some fantastic advice, you know, like on TikTok or some shit like that. Now, we didn't have that back in the day. We might have some YouTube shit, but we were youngest, so people didn't give a fuck. Yo, so listen, after they did that, they came and they told me about it. They were, I forgot who told me. It was like, yo, bro, tell me about this dude, Donnie, right? The question was like, so what kind of a guy are you? Right?
First of all, what kind of question is that?
Describe yourself, I think Like, describe yourself as a person, right? That was the question, right? Yo, so this man, Donnie, looks the fucking GM in the fucking face and was like, I'm just a chill guy, you know, I'm cool. I was like, yo, no way you said that. I was younger, but I knew not to say some shit like that.
With his hands in his pockets, bro. That's crazy.
Yo, I was like, nah, ain't no way, right? I was like, I got this shit in the bag. I heard how fucking ass the other guys did. I was like, dude, I'm about to show up, fucking suited up to Chipotle. I'm about to tell this motherfucker what I'm about. So, right, I pull up. This has nothing to do with my story, by the way, but this is just a quick, you know, to show you guys how to do it. Because I was, from a youngin, I knew exactly what to do, right? Pull up, GM. I talked to him. I'm like, oh, yo, I'm here to see. Boom. He comes out. Boom. Firm handshake. That's the first fucking step. Mm-hmm. The firmest fucking handshake.
Look
you want
the eyes. Yeah. Firm handshake. Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Then do one of these.
I'm just wearing.
Yo, so listen. We sit down, he starts asking me questions, and I'm like, yeah, I'm answering them super precise, super, like, good lingo and shit. He starts asking me, like, what am I want to do? I was like, dude, really? Like, I want to build a business and do this and that. He's like, oh, I want to do that too. I'm like, oh, that's awesome. Then I got him to talk about himself, right? Oh. People love that. People love when they... You know, when you hear them,
I flipped the skip.
I'm like, oh, you have some good ideas? Like, can I hear some of your good ideas? And he's like, yeah, I want to do boom, 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 boom. So we're just literally 80% of the interview was just us chopping it up. It wasn't even
How old is this guy or a girl?
He was young and he was a cool
like 23. Like,
nah, 20. I was 16 at the time. He was probably like a good like 26, 27 type. You know what I'm saying?
26, 27, okay.
So like 2 years older than we are now. Right. So basically how old we are now. You know what I'm saying? Like that kind of shit.
Right.
What's up? Isaiah's in the chat, bro. What's going on, man? Yo, and yo, hit that fucking like button. Everybody in the chat right now, bro, spam the fuck out of that. Get us to fucking 5K right there. You see that? 5K by the end of the pod. Yo, So let me just put on with that, with this wisdom, bro. Get them to talk about themselves. People love that shit. People, like, even in general, not even just like interview style. People love, like, if you want to build good networking skills or like good relationship with people, get them to talk about themselves. You know what I'm saying? Then they'll tell you everything you know, need to know about them and shit. And they love that shit. People love, you know, talking about themselves. Listen, I get the job. So listen, I knew that I did well because he was like, after I got the job, he's like, oh, you start, boom. He's like, you're going to start, boom.
Oh,
I don't think okay. He told the other guys that shit. He's like, oh, I'll hit y'all back. Because I think some of them didn't get the job. I think only like a couple. I don't know.
I think it was just like one person that didn't get it.
Yeah, and I don't want to call them out. Or do you want to call them out?
I'm trying to remember who it was.
Yo, I think it was J Dot that did not get the job, okay. Bro. I'm not going to cap. I'm pretty sure it was J Dot that didn't get the job. After everybody, yo, shout out J Dot. Y'all pushing 40s, yo. Chill the fuck out with the violation.
Who's y'all, bro? Who's y'all?
With the violations in the chat.
This guy right here.
Yo, listen. So, moral of the story, right? We all got in. All but one.
Mm-hmm.
So, it was a bunch of friends learning how to work, you know what I'm saying? All in the same environment. All in the same shift, by the way, because it was after school. Mm-hmm. It was like that 5 to 10 shift, 5 to 11 kind of shift. And so, my boy Dan was already there for a long time. He was teaching us the ropes, you know what I'm saying? Teaching us all the secrets. Who the thoughts are in the fucking
I
just
like. I about to say I was gonna say I was told there was somebody that was like a MILF vibes.
Oh,
if you can recall,
brother, I don't know, and if I did, I wouldn't say. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
No, it was nothing like that. Actually, there was no. I don't think there was any like girls our age when we first started. It was all dudes, and it was perfect because we got the chance to fuck off, dude. We would put, bro. This is hilarious. You know, Chipotle is a nice, you know, American establishment, right?
No.
So.
Yeah. I heard it was way better back then than what it is now. Like, tasting wise.
Oh, probably. Like, yeah, because I was in the back, but that's how I learned to cook. I learned how
price
to cook.
Price wise, apparently it was.
Oh, for
sure. I don't remember how much was a bowl back when you were working.
I don't know. For free for me, but.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, so listen. We got the vibes going in there. You know what I'm saying? Eventually, if you get cool with like the GMs or with like any of your bosses, you could kind of bend the rules a little bit. You know what I'm saying? So we eventually got access to like the Bluetooth speaker. Ooh. Oh. So we were back there blast. This is like the era where in 6ix9ine and all of them were dude. So imagine us full blast, bro. You, by the way, you could hear the music from the front, like in the lobby while people are eating. Mm-hmm. So imagine your average, you know, middle class Caucasian family pulls up, husband, wife, their two little 4-year-old kids, and all you hear is like some gangster rap in the back, 6ix9ine fucking blasting in their ears while they're eating their fucking quesadillas, bro. Oh no. And so we ended up getting in trouble. Dude, that was the best part. We ended up getting in trouble. But it was a blast, bro. Now, pertaining to your story, bro. Everybody ended up leaving after a while. Yo, Drippy in the chat. Poppy J, what you got going on, son? Poppy J, just saw my man not too long ago. Yeah, so the OG started leaving after a while.
Who left first?
Who left first? It might... I don't remember, actually. Fuck, who did leave first? Was it me, actually?
That's probably why you don't remember. You didn't see nobody else.
Mm-mm. No, I think Donnie might have left first. Dude, I don't know.
Donnie was there for a while.
Yeah, Donnie was there for a while. I think KT actually left first. Yeah. So then the vibes slowly start dying out after a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not as fun. You start getting cool with the old heads after a while because you're so bored.
Yeah.
I was friends with the fucking 48-year-olds and shit talking about, like, back in the day stuff.
Right, and I'd be wondering, like, how do y'all survive off this pay? Like, y'all got families over here, and I'm out here only worried about myself, and I'm struggling. Like, how do you guys supporting your families with that type of money? We're getting paid similarly,
right?
And they have a whole family. They have a whole mortgage.
Similarly?
And,
hell no. Dude, they were getting paid. Dude, the managers back then, for at least for that place, they're making, like, 13, 14, 15 if they were lucky type shit.
Okay. Yeah, well, like right now.
Nowadays, like in our line of work, an entry level job, you're making more than that. That's insane.
But we're making similar, like me and that person, we're making similar money, and you know, they have a whole family.
So like, and in that time is what you're saying.
Yeah.
So like me and that guy, we're making so insane. Most of them work like two jobs and shit.
That makes sense. But yeah, I'd be struggling with by myself, like especially now. Like I used to have one bill to worry about, one or two bills. Because then my dad would, you know, worry about the rest. Yeah. And now my dad wants to drop the ball, and I have to pick up everything now. Now I'm starting to feel the effects. Now I'm starting to want to go back home. I do not like this.
Dude, there's nothing like living with your parents, bro.
Oh, man. Yeah, but it's worth it, dude. I need my own space. I can't be, you know, sharing stuff, sharing spaces with others. I like to have my own thing.
Yeah, and dude, we were just talking to Anna in the chat, bro, about fucking roommates and shit.
Yeah, it's tough, bro. She's homeless.
Dude, it's always tough.
You know, I got a little space in my room if you need it. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, we need to get another parent on here that because, dude, I started moving more towards, like, it's so funny when you were talking about, remember, it was last year, maybe 2 years ago, podcast. You were talking about when you lived with, like, other people.
Mm-hmm.
And then you said that man had a stay-at-home wife and shit.
Yeah.
And I was like, hell no, that shit not worth it. Brother, it's worth it, brother. It is worth it, brother. Oh my, dude. I didn't think so back then, but now it is, bro. It definitely is. Yo, what's up to anybody in the fucking chat? If y'all want us to talk about some shit, put it right here in the fucking comments, bro. And thank you for the likes, bro. I appreciate that shit. Make sure you get that shit of 5,000 right there, bro. 5,000 likes. I better hit that boop, 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 boop.
What about stay-at-home dad? Like you.
Oh, stay-at-home dad. It sounds awesome. The whole stay-at-home concept sounds phenomenal, right? When you're youngin', right? You know, you gotta wake up whenever, you know what I'm saying? Do whatever.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't think it's as sweet as you think. I think it's actually quite boring. I think the majority of people would actually get tired of that kind of lifestyle and would want to go back to work or, like, find... Yeah, go back to work. I was going to say find hobbies and shit, but you could do that when you stay at home. I think they would want to go back to work. They want like a purpose. I think that ends up dying for you with the stay-at-home lifestyle, though, your purpose in life and shit like that. It's definitely built for some people. I've met hella people that like, oh, you know for a fact that their whole goal in life is to be like a stay-at-home person.
Yeah, I know a couple of those.
But the majority of people don't. Like, they think that they want that, but once they get it, I promise you they don't want that shit, dude. It's boring. I stayed here for like 2 weeks, right? I got a nice little staycation at home, right? And you lose concept of time, you lose concept of reality, and like you would think that being at home you'd be the most productive, but in reality, I think you're actually not. And the reason being because you get thrown out of your routine. Whenever you're working and shit, you know your routine. You get home, you eat, go to the gym, like that kind of shit. When you're home, well, you have no instinctive to make a routine.
Right.
Your whole day is whatever you want it to be. You know what I'm saying? You don't have no responsibilities of like time wise to like get the fuck out the house.
That sounds so nice.
No, it's not. It's cool. It's probably, yo, because you're tired, right? You're probably fatigued from work or your same routine for years. Mm-hmm. So like, but after a while, bro, I promise you, after probably the first month, you'd get so tired, bro. Like that doom scrolling would probably be like fry your brain. My brain was fried, son. I couldn't even open the app anymore, dude. Like, it was not. Yo, any stay-at-home people in the chat, why would y'all be a stay-at-home or why would y'all not, bro? What is your goal with it?
What type of stay-at-home would you be? There's, like, I saw, like, a TikTok. It was for moms. Like, type A mom and a type B mom.
Okay.
Type A, like, she's, like, a clean freak. Like, she's picks, like, one drop of, you know, one little dust. Boom, clean it up. Boom, boom, boom. Or... Type B, which is, you know, kind of messy, more like, you know, you have company over and then they, you know, like, oh, I'm so sorry about the mess and stuff. And it's just like a whole chaos.
Hell
but
no,
like
man.
The kids are fat and everything, you know, they got stains on their shirts and shit. You know what I'm saying? Kids running around, you know, a bunch of chaos.
So, you know, that's the beauty. That's the routine I was just talking about. That's like your new routine. You kind of have your little like... checklist for the day. You're like, okay, in the morning I'm gonna clean, I'm gonna pick up all the shit from the night before, then I'm gonna make like breakfast.
This sounds like first child vibes. Like this it is could like be. Like it's like this is your first child. Like, okay, I'm gonna do this
even then let's put it like this. No children, bro. Damn. Oh, stay at home wife, she said. Cook, clean, garden. See, dude, That would honestly be awesome. Like a good little hobby, like at home.
She's
would be
gardening right now.
Live, love, laugh only, bro. Real shit. All right, so listen. Yeah, let's put it like this instant. No kids, right? Let's just say you just have that man that doesn't want you to work, right? Yo, man. Or significant other. Fuck it. Let's not even put genders over here. Yo, your significant other doesn't want you to work. They're like, yo, you're my trophy. I want you at home. And I want you to just get sexy, bro. That's it. That's all I need you for, right?
Okay.
You can do whatever else you want for the day, right? So listen, you and your significant other would probably still, like, you know, do shit around the house. Like, you know, you'd cook the night before and maybe not clean all dishes. Or you probably didn't deep clean the stove. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Or y'all had a little bit of wine the night before. It's a little Friday. You know what I'm saying? Y'all getting the vibes going. Mm-hmm. Say I leave the little wine bottle there. You know what I'm saying? There's some crumbs on the floor that you got. So that's the type of shit that you pick up the next day. You know what I'm saying? You don't do it that night because that night you got busy. You got, you know, you got busy after the little bit of wine. So, you know, you vacuum the next day. Do all that fucking... that shit. Now, once that's done, that's when you start. So this is the beautiful part. This is when you would pick up some hobbies. You know what I'm saying? Like, now that's the beautiful part is that, like, you actually get to do your hobbies. A lot of people sometimes have to give up their hobbies in order to fulfill, like, a bunch of things that they got to do during the day. But, like, some of the fun hobbies, like we just talked about, like gardening and stuff, things that you wouldn't regularly do if you had a routine, like a job. Like, I'm not going to do gardening, bro.
Right.
You might, but not me, bro.
I feel like you get to know yourself a bit more when you kind of step away from your routine. You know what I'm saying? Like you know, you took a little vacation. Did you find out some new things about yourself? Maybe some new hobbies or
no? I just became a lazy fuck, bro.
Oh, okay, so that is something I would say consider new.
Okay, so what I did. You're not
a lazy person.
Yeah, no, hell, I can't be no more. But listen, what I did figure out is that I'm a very momentum based person. So if my momentum is that I'm just chilling, I'm gonna end up going deep and getting lazy. So if my momentum is that I'm grinding, I'm gonna get deeper into that, and I'm gonna make money. I'm gonna get my life together. Like my routine is going. So I'm like one or the other. I have a very bad addictive personality. So it could be addictive to, like, you know, the laziness, the fucking just chilling couch potato shit, or addicted to the fucking grind. So I gotta keep myself like there. I gotta keep myself occupied, because if not, bro, I fall off the deep end. What about you, brother? You being a stay at home dad or what?
I wouldn't.
Yeah, stop playing. That's capping, bro. Why are we gonna sit here and let my man cap?
I wouldn't mind it, but I don't think I would thrive in that. I'm not a.
What would you look forward to?
I'm not
the
a
most?
Cleaner. Like, I wish I would like know how to clean. You know what I'm saying? I'm not. I don't know.
This motherfucker was not taught as a youngin' to clean. Bro, this is why you got teeth.
There was women in the house, bro. There was no need for me to clean, bro. There was women in the house. There was plenty of women in the house, bro.
We had a live vacuum header.
Right. I got two sisters. I had a mom. I have a mom. I don't. She's still here. I promise. One of them is gay, but it's okay. Like, bruh. She can still clean. Like, it's so, like, it's in there.
She just had a deeper voice while she was cleaning. Yeah. Nah, bro. You can't do this. This is why you got teach your kids how to cook and clean. So now look at this poor bastard. Hey. Can't even cook for himself.
Hey, I can cook.
He can't even clean. Probably doesn't even wash his clothes right.
Hey, I wash my clothes.
You don't even wash your right.
I do it the lazy way.
You probably do it. You just throw it all in there.
I throw it all in there.
Sprinkle some laundry.
No. Tide Pods. They're okay, easy. Me too. They're easy. You just toss them in there. That's it. That's all you got to do. That's all you gotta do.
He washes them all in the same warmth. He throws them in on whatever time.
No, I don't. I it's cold. It's the coldest setting. That's the way you wash your clothes.
Okay,
the coldest setting. Now, if it's like bed sheets, yeah, go ahead. Hot as fuck. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. Towel, same thing. Throw them in there. All right.
Cool.
I can do laundry.
So what are some
I can't fold it right away, but I can do it.
Oh, so you're the type of person they're on your bed for a week, huh?
I used to be like on top of it. Like, as soon as my laundry's ready, boom, I'm already folding. But now I don't know what the fuck happened, bro. Like, I just it stays in the basket, and my dirty.
It's so hard to get to it.
It stays in the basket. And
I fucking flame you, but I'm the same way, bro. You're like, it's just there. And you look at it sometimes. You walk past it. You probably have time and you're like, I don't want to do that shit. I can just pick it up.
A lot, bro. Let me just chill. Like, it's because I be tired from work. I go to the gym. And then I'm like, dude.
Why am I going to put this all away if I'm going to use it tomorrow type shit? And the day after. So by the time like I'm done using these like next 3 days, they're all gonna be gone either way. So I might as well not fold them.
Yeah, dude.
But then you have the wrinkliest clothes in the world.
I'm not productive during the week. It's only like in the weekends when I have time. I that's when I start doing, you know, I start folding. But the bitch is finding like matching socks. That's what the bitch is. When you don't freaking do your laundry, you leave it in there.
Are you the type of person that has to have matching socks?
Yeah.
Me too, brother. Mm-hmm,
you have to.
I can't. Yeah. I feel like dirty
they go,
almost.
They go together. You know what I'm saying? When you fold them, you know, just roll them up. Boom.
I used to go to my friend's house and shit, and they used to like rock like not only mismatch socks, but Johnny, like
Johnny does not give a fuck about socks. Dude. But I mean they're socks. I understand. No one's gonna see them, but
dude, mismatch socks, and then one of them had like this man's toe hanging out, bro. Like, dude, just the ugly.
No. I need like
I can't have holes in my socks. I need either.
Okay, yeah, me either. Underwear's different story, but
You have a whole big hole in the back.
Yeah. Oh, that's crazy. The glory hole is crazy still.
Yo, okay, yeah. So listen, on the topic, what are some other things that you wish you would have learned more from childhood? You know, whether it be from your father or your mother.
Hard work.
How to work for work ethic.
Work ethic. There you go.
Okay. You have to kind of learn that. But you're not bad at the work ethic, bro. You learned it really well for someone who didn't learn it from their parents.
Yeah, like I'm not.
I thought you were gonna be a lazy fuck. No cap. Because you didn't work for a while, right?
Yeah.
Like a steady job is what I mean.
Yeah.
Like an actual W-2 ass job.
Right.
So I was like, damn, this man's about to go into the workforce. He's probably gonna miss days and shit. Like, you know. Mm-hmm. But you didn't.
That's because of fear. That came from like school. Like, okay, oh fuck, if I don't pass this test, I'm gonna fucking fail in life. And you know what I'm saying, like shit like that.
Right.
So like, I would like be paranoid if I miss work. I'm like, oh dude, I can't miss work. They're gonna fucking fire me. I'm gonna be a fucking failure. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's why. That came from fear.
Like, but see, a lot of times, like kids like that, they don't have that fear because they're like, well, my parents will just take care of me. What are they gonna do? Like. Not pay the rent, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but see, yeah, so for me, it'd be like hard work, like hustling and shit like that, because all I had to do was say the word, boom, I got it. I told my dad, yo, let me get PS4.
Boom.
Within not right away, but within a week or two, I got it.
Damn, you know what I'm saying? You had
I'm
it.
Like, hey, appreciate that, baby. I mean, you know,
and I did nothing for this.
I did well, like I, you know, I was a well behaved child, you know what I'm saying? I didn't do drugs, I didn't. Drink. I didn't.
But what have about bad school
grades?
Work?
Yeah, I had good grades. Right. You know what I'm saying? Jada would ask me for answers. I would give it to him. I don't. Oh, you know what I'm saying? I don't. You know.
Damn, I thought you were dumb in school.
No.
Oh. Okay.
I had AP Cal. I had AP French. That doesn't really count.
Well, you graduated?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I graduated.
I'm thinking about the wrong motherfuckers, bro.
I graduated, bro. Like I said, because of fear, bro. If I didn't graduate, dude. My mom will kick my ass.
Yeah, I did that same.
So. That's something I wish I would have.
Dude, that's why with my kids, I'm gonna make them work for shit. Yeah, like me little too. Ass like, shit.
Once I have kids, like, I'm gonna, like, yeah, like you said, little ass shit. Like, you want a lollipop? Drop and give me 10 right now. Give me 10 push ups.
Yeah, with like Aiden, we make him like carry up the groceries, put up the groceries, that shit. Yeah. And whenever like he go showers and stuff, I'm like, okay, cool. I give him like the what's it called? The tasks. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, you're out the shower. Get dressed. He's to the point where he can start like getting himself ready for bed. So like he lotions himself up, puts his clothes on. I'm like, okay, cool. Now pick up the mess that you made for today, like, you know, all his toys and shit. Mm-hmm. Then I'm like, yo, go to the bathroom, pick up all your dirty clothes, hang up your towel, close the curtains. I'm like telling him all this shit. So by the time I can walk out the room, I come back, done. You know what I'm saying? Like that kind of shit. You learn that shit in the household first. And then when you start applying that kind of same logic to the outside world and
please
shit.
Please teach him how to use a mop.
Yeah, that ass. I'm telling you, yo, a lot like kids don't know how to do that. Like people don't.
I tried it once right now.
Oh, and it was like a while once back. Is and crazy. The fact that this man had to say, yo, I tried
like,
it once.
Well, once with like what I mean, like with the traditional mop. So like the bucket and the mop, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's and not a thing I no think, more. Now they have the little thing.
I think I got spin. The. I think I put too much water. Like it was just too watery.
Too diluted.
Yeah, too much water, and I was like, "Damn, fuck this, I'm getting the Swiffer.
Wait, too much water on what? On the floor?
On the floor, yeah, yeah.
Okay, it's not.
So it was like, yeah, it was like too wet.
So you didn't like squeeze it out. So you're telling me, okay, I know what this motherfucker did. You're telling me you just dunked it in the water and you just took it straight out?
Wait, no, I dangled it. I let it dangle a little bit, get the excess, and then I started doing it. And then I started going
this
crazy.
Is why you teach your kids, brother. You're supposed to take all the water out.
Right, well, it didn't have like a... the thing you said, like the stepping thing, and I was not about to use my hands for that.
No, you have to. You have to get in there. You have to do the double glug motion, brother.
Hey, that's how they do. They learned that.
That's how the women
learn.
That's
what I'm saying. That's what I just
shit.
Got it.
Dude, we just fucking dropped some heat. Okay. Oh, my God. That's funny, dude.
Yeah, but that's why I just now got the Swiffer Sweeper, bro. You know what I'm saying? It's easy. All you do is press a bunch, and it like dumps out the soap. And you got a little pad on the, you know, at the end, you just Swift.
Oh, it's the one that sprays?
Sprays, yes, sir. Bro, it's like $25.
But that's the one that you have to, like, change out the, like...
Yeah.
See, I don't like that.
Gotta reload.
I don't like that. I had it for a little bit, but I didn't like it as good. I got the mop, the one that spins.
Yeah, the red one?
Yeah. You dunk it in the water, you just place it, boom, 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 and use inertia, you know what I'm saying? Like, the spinning motion, and then it all goes out. So and then you
right. Foom. Obviously that's the way to go, but like for me, I don't have to worry about my room. So just a Swiffer Sweeper. That's all you need. It's not. I don't have a lot of square footage.
Yeah, for sure.
I need.
Yeah, that's perfect. So what are some other things that you wish you learned other than working hard? Like regular shit that you do during the like your life and stuff like that?
I was pretty
cooking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, cooking. Maybe like. I'm gonna get a little deep here.
Oh, here
maybe
we go. Like, tell Austin to come get right. No, he did get right, yo.
Damn.
With me.
Is that Chop?
Yo, turn that way, brother.
Yo, hold on.
Look at this, man. He got right with me. No, take this shit off, brother. Oh, no, go pull it back. Yo, look that way, son. Woohoo!
Learning how to maybe like express my emotions or like understand my emotions.
Oh, here you know we go. Mean? We're getting deep.
Kind of. like even till now, like I have a hard time saying sorry, you know, when I'm in the wrong, you know what I'm saying?
What is it, like pride?
No, it's not pride. It's just awkward.
You're like, scared of the awkwardness. Like fuck, I really just said sorry.
Like
to somebody.
Like you know how some people like they get awkward when their parents hug them and shit like that. They're like,
feel that to this day.
Yeah, it's kind of like that. Like, well, it's like, yeah, for me it's like awkwardness. So, like, if I were to say sorry, I would, like, be like, sorry, haha.
Yeah, you can't even say it serious. You have to throw a LOL in there.
Yeah, at the end, throw an LOL. Like, I can't be, like, that's where I fuck up.
Yeah.
And, oh, dude, like, my anger emotion when I was a kid, I hated the way I handled anger because...
Oh, were you throwing shit?
No.
Oh, okay.
I was a crier. So, like, when I would...
in the room? Like, that was you? That was you?
Yeah.
Oh, bro. No. I knew it.
No, but it's like you...
I fucking hate them. That was you, huh?
Yeah, so, like, I would be, like, so angry that tears would come out, like... But right. I'm not sad.
Oh, you got that vein, like, right here?
No, that's Donnie. But,
oh, okay. But,
no, I didn't have a vein like that, but... somewhere else, maybe, but yeah, like I would turn red. I would be so freaking mad,
right?
And tears would start to come out, but I wasn't sad. Like I was mad, and I'll get even more mad that I was like, dude, why the fuck are you crying right now? Like,
right.
I'm fucking pissed right now. That's something that I hated about me, because you know, it would be with like peers, like. Like, oh, he's crying, he's a little girl. Quiero llorar.
That's when you're ready to flip the table over, right?
Yeah.
Dude, okay, so yeah, I had that same problem, bro, with the like anger management. I guess you don't really learn that as a kid. They just tell you, yo, chill the fuck out or go to your room.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, brother. Yes, dude. I remember that.
Would say that.
I'm waiting to bust that shit out, bro, here in a couple of years, bro.
Dude, let me
go ahead, brother. Go ahead.
I think I'm at that age now. I almost did it once at a grocery store when a little kid starts crying. And I'm about to pull up on them and be like, ¿Quieres que me la lleve?
Oh, you're going to be that
stranger.
Like,
yeah,
that stranger.
Yeah.
Like,
I was so close to do it one time and I was like, nah, I'm not.
Me lo llevo. And then they'll be like, yo, what? No, nowadays, what? You can't do it now because motherfuckers get weird.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, yeah. So I used to have the same anger management issue. I know my brothers be doing that shit too. Yo, thank you for the gift. Yo, Cisco in the chat. What's up, my brother? What you been on, bro? Moondogs this week? Oh, damn. Brother. Or Espacio? Yo, ooh. Are you talking about for you? Go to Moondogs, brother. Yo, Cisco, what you got going on, bro? That's right, bro. Just keep it up. Dude, I appreciate you, Beto.
Hey, appreciate. Is that?
What does that say?
No, it's another one. Yo, I appreciate y'all.
Appreciate
bro.
That, big dog.
And if anybody hasn't subscribed to this channel, go to N85 Podcast. Yo, thank you for the fucking the gifts, bro. I really appreciate that. You're a real one. Yo, listen. And I know that, yo, people in the chat right now, I know that y'all motherfuckers played FIFA, bro. Oh, my God, bro.
Oh.
Yo, FIFA, deadass got my blood pressure like out of a 60-year-old man blood pressure, bro. And I think that single-handedly, like, caused me to elevate my angerness in a real-world time. So whenever my parents would piss me off and shit. Okay, well, let's take it back a little bit. Whenever I played FIFA, right, I would rage so bad. I'm like, dude, you're a pro player. You're 96 rated. Why the fuck are you ass right now? Mm-hmm. Boom, boom, boom. Damn. Breaking controls, bro. Flipping desks, bro. Throwing my control across the room while my mom's cooking dinner over there. Damn. And all she hears, boom, hit a fucking, like, dude, I was raging bad. And I know anybody, some people in there can relate to that shit. So listen, after a lot of times of that, damn near every day, they would piss me off. And then I would go to my room, bro. I would over here, I'd punch like a wall or like my closet, dude, I would punch the fuck out of that, bro. Oh, yeah. You know what pissed me off the most? Like, and this is getting into like, nowadays, this still probably pisses me off the most, but I handle things way different now. Losing something, losing my keys, losing my wallet. I lost my wallet yesterday, brother. Yeah, brother. I lost my wallet yesterday. I found it though.
I lost my fucking earbud, dude.
Rest in peace. Dude, that would have pissed me the fuck off.
Guys, I just bought these new Sony XM5s. I think they're earbuds. They're like $250. Dude, I lost one within like the first 3 days.
Tell me FIFA 15 was felt the rage on FIFA. Bro, I'm telling you, everybody in the chat's feeling that shit. Tell me FIFA 15 wasn't the best. Yo, you're damn right. Like around there. I think like the FIFA 13... to
16.
Yeah, I was just gonna say that. 16 was where it ended. And after that, it was over with, bro.
That was when it was hard to get a good team. Like, you had to grind for that shit for real.
FIFA 14, that's what I'm saying. Be making me mad as fuck. Nah, 14 was the best. I mean, that era right there, bro. 13 to 16 was little phenomenal, bro.
Fun fact about me, I clapped everybody that I knew on FIFA.
Me? I clapped him. Literally.
I clapped Johnny. I clapped Donnie.
Johnny will say something else, though.
Jordan. Jafet. Chris.
They'll all say something different.
I'm naming all of them, bro. I'll clap.
If anybody wants to 1v1 Austin right now, you'll get a free N85 shirt if you beat him, bro. Anybody fire at FIFA in here, let them know, bro.
I'm retired, too.
Yeah, for real. Listen. So my parents ended up getting super mad about that fact, and they were like, dude, it's that fucking game. They ended up taking it away, and then so I had to like kind of cold turkey, and then I had to like, bruh. I calmed it down a bit. But dude, now I'm about to ask you a question. Did you ever have some serious crash out moments when you were young? We were just talking about anger issues and not being able to handle that shit. Well, listen, here are some of mine. There was one time my dad pissed me off so bad. Like, I think he said like no to something and he kept saying no to something, but I felt like it was so justified. It was probably like, yo, can I go here? And he was saying like no and shit. So I was mad as hell, bro. I was in the bathroom. He left and like, I didn't want to like slam it or something like that. So you know what I did, bro? I was just so mad. I started banging my head on the fucking door, bro. Like on the, but not even like on the flat side. You know when you open it, like the skinny, like the inside of the door. I started just banging my fucking head like that. Fuck. I had a problem, bro. I'm telling you, you think you had an anger management problem? No, I had a very big problem, bro.
No, like I didn't have like anger issues. It was just when I was angry. But
let's go 1v1, y'all. Thank you for the tiny diny, brother.
Let's do it.
Oh, hell no.
But, like, for me, I've never punched the wall. Like, I've never gotten that mad to, like, destroy things.
Well, that's good.
I kind of just kept it inside, you know. Like, I would hit my siblings. I would.
Oh, dude. Punching my sister.
Why the fuck would I take it out on the wall, dude?
Fuck yeah. Would
the
I have
bitch
a little...
is right there. I can do it myself. Nah, but, oh, dude, my sister would piss me the fuck off, bro.
I'm dead.
The gay one, bro. Like, cause like
I because she's gay. That's fucked up, brother. I knew you were like that.
But like, I never punch in the face. I always punch in the arm, on the leg, Not
unprovoked.
Really. Just no, no. Oh, they'll piss me off. They'll piss me off, and I'll freaking punch them.
Ah, you're right, brother. And I would, a beater too.
I would definitely hold back. I've never gone 100% on them. I've probably gone like 60%
tops. And
yeah, tops, maybe
or 70, average,
60, something like that, right? And she like, I would hit my sister, and she'd just be laughing at me, bro. And I'm like,
and that makes you want to hit him more.
And like, I'm like, oh, fucking bitch.
Yo, my man said, yo, y'all remember Amber Mill 530? Yo, yes, we do, bro. And we have some good Amber Mill stories, right, Austin?
R.I.P. What are you talking about here? What are we talking about here?
Hey, we got some good memories, Amber Mill, brother. Yo, hell yes, let's go. Dude, hey. Yeah, yo, we got to chop it up one day, bro. Where you be at? Yo.
Another thing that I wish I would have learned. Fighting. Self-defense.
Ah,
I've never been in a fight because I avoided them.
Even though I look like I want one, I really don't.
Dude, I'm getting ripped. But
dude, you know what?
I did like your dad. Your dad, you know what I'm saying? I would avoid him at all costs.
Yeah.
I've never ran because I've never been in that position.
To run, right?
But
like nobody was like, okay, this is it.
Like back then, I probably would have. Maybe. I don't know. I've never been in that situation. I kind of want to. I'm not looking for a fight. But
like, you didn't have like a way to learn, right? Because your parents aren't like fighters or anything like that. Nah. They're like aggro motherfuckers, right?
No, I mean, they have belts and stuff. Like they hit. Like, is that what you mean?
Or so you want a good whooping? I'm probably the guy because I know about that.
I know how to use a belt.
Yeah. No, I didn't. So I didn't learn that from my parents. I learned that from being like hanging around with
know how to fight?
Oh, yeah, brother.
Yeah.
I was in plenty of fights like growing up and shit like that. Like I remember the youngest one. I have a picture of it. Ah, but my phone's right there. Damn, this man moved 4 hours away. Are you a lover? This man, bro, right here. Right behind me, brother. Lover boy.
That's me.
Damn, that's quite unfortunate. But what's it like out there? Maybe we pull up on you, bro. Have a little good time over there. I heard it's fucking cool. Yo, listen. I learned to fight in the streets. Right now, I'm not saying like I learned like professional ass shit.
Okay,
but Kimbo I learned slice. To, I yeah, Kimbo slice shit. I learned to not be scared, to not back down, but also like kind of like the rules of like you know you're not gonna just antagonize somebody for no reason. Like you know when it's time to get down. So listen, I think I told this story on the pod before, but I'm gonna tell it again. One of the early hold up, let me dial the fuck in. Oh, I fucking suck. Boom, right there. Okay, listen. So one of the earliest times that I got into a fight, right? It was fifth grade, probably like fourth grade, some shit like that, right? Youngin. How old are you fifth grade? Probably like what?
10.
10 type?
11.
Yeah, so I had my friend Toke here. Mm-hmm. We talked about him like not too long ago, right? He's a young Muslim kid, right? And we lived in an apartment, so it was like full of a bunch of different people. There was a little black kid, right, that we knew. We didn't really hang out with him like that because he was a little like, he was in our vibe. He was in our diverse.
I'm just trying to get the story straight.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Okay, I'm around it. So listen, we didn't really fuck with him like that. So he was picking on Tokir. Tokir was an easy target, right? Minority, chubby, fat kid. Like, just super easy to pick on, bro.
Right.
And, like, but I was kind of cool with him. And the guy started, like, almost, like, physically picking on him after that. I was cool with the insults because I was like, okay, they're kind of funny. But once he started, like, getting maybe up in his face, shit like that, I was like, all right, time to dial the fuck in. I'm the bigger, because Tokyo was small, chubby, fat kid. So I was like, all right, I got to defend this man now. You know what I'm saying? I was like, yo, back the fuck up, twin. Like, we ain't about to do this right now.
And then at recess, bro. I'm trying to.
No, okay. So, okay, listen. Yeah, I didn't even tell that. This was after school, after we got off the bus type shit.
Okay.
So everybody's like dispersing to their own like buildings type shit. So he's like following Tokir, telling all this shit. So boom, get in his face. So then we both, this is when you know that you accepted the fight. Like fight accepted. Boom. Hands go up. So we're like, okay, here we go. This is what's up. So he comes at me. Boom, I get him down. So from a youngin, I didn't like know like fighting stuff. I just knew that I was bigger than most kids. I was always taller and shit that. I was like, if I just can get on top of him and shit like that. So I ended up getting him down. I was just wailing on him, bro, on the ground, like just ground and pound, bro, nonstop until some lady came and broke it up and shit like that. But see, I knew when to step in because I knew my friend was getting bullied and shit like that. Mm-hmm. And there was other times. I remember the second time after that, right? it was, okay, so there was this chubby, super, like, I'm talking about not even chubby, so this fat kid, fat Asian kid, right? We were at some apartments. Like, this was so unprovoked. We were at some apartments. What are y'all talking about? Just dial in, brother. We talking about some lit shit.
Fighting yeah, little the, chubby kids.
The nightlife is lit down here. Hell yeah, that's what's up, bro. So listen, we were at some apartments. We were actually playing soccer and shit. And there was this, like, this fat, like, chubby Asian kid. He like, kind of felt, like, on top of the world. He was, like, on his high horse and shit.
Bobby,
he
was, okay.
Bro, Bobby, but, like, after, like, 40 nights of Iron Age, bro.
Okay.
And so somebody started talking about, like, fights and shit like that. He's like, yeah, but nobody will beat my ass, right? Nobody volunteered because he was a huge dude. Mm-hmm. It was the same concept I just told you. If he gets you down, it's raps.
Right.
Right. So then I was with my friend Tyrone, right? Okay. You can imagine what he looks like.
Yeah.
Black guy. Right. Mm-hmm. He's like, he volunteered me, Katniss Everdeen style. He's like, yo, my boy right here will get him. I was like, that's fucking crazy work right now, brother. Cause I just, dude, I got my fucking CR7 Ronaldo shoes on right now. I got no grip, son. That's yo. Crazy. So listen. So then I was like, all right, yeah, yeah. I was like, yeah, let's go. I'm fucking down. Fuck it. Random, whatever. You got to get that dog in. You got to be like, okay, fuck it, dude. This man's about to take my shit. He's about to invade my village, son. I can't stand for this. And I had, like, all these people around me from another school. So I was in another district. I was in the Meadow Creek district, those ghetto fucks. And I wanted to impress them because I was like, all right, these people are cool in my eyes, right? They're ghetto, so they're cool. You know what I'm saying? This is the logic right then.
Yeah.
So, boom, we get to fighting. So, same concept. I was like, I think I have to take this man down before he takes me down. So I ended up getting like, boom, behind him. And I just brought him down. I think I flipped him like, got his head here. Mm-hmm. Flipped him like that.
Kind of across your body.
Yeah, across the body.
Yeah.
I just started wailing on him. So now this didn't work with him because he was way bigger than me. Mm-hmm. He got up instantly and took me with him, bro. Oh. He got me up. And I'm over here squirming for my life, bro.
Your feet are dangling.
Dude, they were. I was completely off the ground. I was like, he was like this. He not only did he have me here, he had me here. So it was like, I had like a 95% chance that I was going to get slammed. Damn, son. But dude, I just started like elbowing left and right, wiggling, bro. And it ended up like breaking free. But he was about to like, boom, just fucking tombstone pile driver my ass, bro. It would have been raps, but... After I gained respect from him, he dabbed me up after. He was like, all right, that's what's up. Like, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, just like shit like that. You just learn that from the streets. But I don't know if I want my kids to learn that kind of stuff because I could have been bad. I could have, know how I just took two wins, self-proclaimed wins. You know what I'm saying? Okay. But it could have been losses. I could have gotten hurt. Mm-hmm. Like my younger brother was in the chat earlier. He did the same thing. He was like always on the street, but he was smaller than me. He was a lot smaller than like me and my other brother, Daniel. So he did take a couple of L's and stuff like that. But I mean, at the same time, he was on the podcast and he said that like he used to get bullied and shit and like get into fights. But he said it built his character. It taught him like to never take shit.
Yeah, he stood up for himself. You know what I'm saying? That's what you got.
So now he's like older and stuff and he still won't take shit. Like, you know, if him and my other brother get into it, like they'll fight it out, bro. Like he's at that age. I'm like, damn. And
yeah,
he's the younger brother.
I would want like my kid, like I'll put him like in a class, like
type jiu-jitsu, you know, brother. You got jiu-jitsu for sure.
That's what I would do. Like I'll teach them. Well, I wouldn't teach them personally, but I'll put them in a class, little self.
I remember that when I was younger, I always wanted to do karate. I thought karate was it. I was like, dude, I could slice somebody's fucking head.
I kind of did too. My cousin was in karate, and I was like, damn.
And then you realize,
bro, it's a purple belt. I'm gonna watch it with this guy.
That just means he paid a shit ton of money. He's done a lot of classes, bro. You realize when you get older, like karate ain't it, bro. You don't lose shit. You just fucking kick and scream. That shit is goofy.
I feel like if you're getting into a fight, like you'd have to like kind of like be somebody else. Be like, you gotta tune into your primal instincts.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, and the thing is, you never forget.
Like you have to like turn red, like see red.
Yeah, like you could learn all this shit from class and stuff like that. But when, you're right. You're 100% right. Because I remember when you're in it, all that shit flies out the window. That's why sometimes when you see like UFC fighters or boxers and shit, like they're like, we had a game plan, but like it just didn't happen. It's because that happens. Primal instincts just take over. Your natural fighting style. Like, have you seen KSI fight? How he fights all fucking stupid.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But when you see him like training, he fights like all like, that's why. Right. Like, your primitive takes over the shit that you learn and shit like that. You
right, because you're just, I think at that point, you're just focused on winning, basically. Yeah. Not getting hurt, you know what I'm saying? Just
trying to cause harm to the person and shit like that, yeah.
Survival of the fittest, basically, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and that's why sometimes I kind of do at the same time want my kids to experience some form of that, because like it builds you as a person, it builds your confidence, like it like lets you like yourself know like that I'll like, stand up for myself.
Like everybody, and I mean everybody, should at least learn how to throw a punch, because a lot of people don't.
All right, brother, let's go right now. Here we go. Okay, on the fucking pod. Okay, Austin, show me the jab, brother. Let's go. We about to get going. Ready? All right,
bro. We're going
to
get banned.
Here we go. Okay. Oh, shit. Okay, hey.
You sure, bro?
Go ahead.
You want me to hit you like this?
No, not me, brother. Not me.
Oh shit. Okay.
Let me see your cleanest fucking jab.
Okay, I'm sitting down. Keep in mind, I'm sitting down, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, so you don't have the torque. You don't have the, like, yeah.
Well, okay, by punch, I meant like a full-on punch, not like a jab.
So you're talking about like a hook.
Throw a hook. Like, you know, you got to kind of like twist your body, you know, your hips. Kind of like golf. You know how you switch?
All right. To the camera right there, brother.
Yeah.
Let me see that. Let's see the cleanest jab, all right? Let's see the cleanest jab.
You know what I'm saying?
Hell no. Are you knocking on somebody's door, bro? What the fuck is this, bro? What am I watching?
Ding, ding, ding. It's Austin.
Yo, you'd be the greatest trick or treater, brother. What was that? You're knocking on doors. Okay.
Yo, chill on me, bro. Chill on me, bro.
Knocking on doors, bro.
Yo, chill, bro.
Oh, shit. Hey. Hey, your primitive instincts are gonna take over, brother.
Dude, I think I'd do more kicking, honestly. I think I'd be more of a kicker.
Yeah, you know how like soccer players get into fights? They just start kicking and shit.
Yeah, they just start kicking, bro.
Y'all have hands, you're like 2 feet apart, but they're over here throwing kicks.
I think I've seen a lot of Alex Pereira, like his kicks.
Yeah. You got the calf kick.
He kicks with like right here.
Bottom. Yeah.
Right here, right?
Like a soccer kick, yeah.
Yeah, so, and he kicks it like on the side of your thigh?
That or calf right here.
Calf?
Like right here where the calf ends, kind of right there, brother. Take him out.
Also the liver right there. Yes. Boom, I hit that, you go down
top right, over with.
But I feel like once I'm in it, I'm gonna forget all about that shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hey, I do know that. I know if I somehow manage to get them on the ground, hammer fist straight away, you know what I'm saying?
Yes. Boom, but boom, dude, boom. Underrated elbows, bro.
Oh,
boom,
shit,
boom, boom. Yeah, this shit right. Is harder than this.
Yeah.
This, you could also break it. This? Hell no, bro.
Yeah, you're right.
And knees, then give him a little, like...
Knees are crazy.
Damn, a little friction to the head. Yeah.
I got ruined your nose. I got your nose. Boom.
Bro, that's funny, dude.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so let me see. Show me your jab. Like, I want to see the difference. You know, maybe. Oh,
you didn't even see that shit, son.
Yo, can you show me your jab, bro? Like, come on.
Yeah, brother.
Was that a jab, for real? Because that was kind of like, you kind of put, like... your shoulder into it. I thought like a jab was like,
yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of like, so, like a little tap.
Yeah. Okay, that's pretty good.
And
yeah.
You gotta keep your hand open.
Open.
Like, because this will make you like make you put more force and then slow it down.
Predictable.
This will keep you nice and loose. You just want like touch them.
Right. So
praying mantis style.
You got like this, and then
oh, bro. Speaking of praying mantis style, bro. Listen. So not only did I get into my fair share of fights as well, like in when I was younger, right? I also saw my fair share of fights. Now. Kids, I don't know how they develop shit. I don't know if it's another primitive instinct, but they developed a bunch of insane stances, bro. So there was this one guy that pulled off the funniest shit ever. And I used this shit before too, because I saw him do it. And it was so funny. So he was fighting with this other dude. Real fight, by the way, right? Outside of some apartments, fucking hella kids around, ghetto as shit, right? They start like fighting, but they start fighting like fast. They're like, you know, black kids fight like super fucking fast. They just throw like whatever, right? Mm-hmm. And then like they break off a little bit, and then they're there like, you know, kind of testing each other out. This man did the fucking hypnosis, bro. This man did the fucking run around.
The Karate Kid when he was like with the snake. Yeah.
No, but he did, dude. It wasn't your hypnosis. This was the run around shit. This is the what would you say? The psych. He got him with the psych. He was like,
okay.
Ooh, bro, hit him with the hood, dude. And it fucking worked, brother. I swear on everything. Dude, the guy, he went, and the guy like looked up for the split second, bro. Why that guy was, this man threw the fucking left.
Like he did like a no look? Boom. Like he did, yeah. Like he no looked it? Or like
No look. He did. Boom, bro. That shit, boom, his fucking neck went back, bro. That shit was hilarious, bro.
Yo, if I can remember that, dude, I'm gonna take that shit.
Yeah, dude, I'm telling you, bust that shit out of nowhere. Whoa,
if you have your phone on, you little selfie. Yeah. And then the other hand, bang.
Whoa, bang. What is that? Boom.
No, that's crazy. I never heard of that tactic. With dodgeball, I've heard of that tactic. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I seen other people do like the praying mantis. Like I seen a guy like hit the fucking boom. I seen the fucking women. Oh, there's these kids, the kids that charge it up. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You ever seen one of these?
Yeah.
Bro, this is hilarious.
Yada.
That shit is so funny.
Is it better to be on the ground? Like low? Cause some of you
not
know,
really. I mean, if you're gonna fight, bro, have a nice like wide stance so you're like you don't wanna be nice and upright because then you're gonna lose your balance. Okay. They hit you once, you're over with, then you're gonna look stupid.
Are you more of wide a stance. Striker or grappler?
Grappler wrestler? Will win every single time, brother. Wrestler? Every single time. So grappler? If you ever get into a fight, here we go. Listen up, everybody. This is free wisdom right here by your boy. You know, certified in the streets, by the way. Okay, you know what I'm saying? Get this man down at all times. This has worked for me every single girl. Time. A hoe.
Yeah. You don't know my way.
get them down on the ground as quick as possible. So act like you about to fight. Hit them. You can hit them with the psych, right?
The psych, yeah.
Hit them with the fake jab. Brother, shoot for the fucking legs.
Balls? Oh,
no. Wait. That too,
because you were reaching down there. That was like, I was like, okay.
Dude, that would get them like, oh. They can't move.
Dude, that's...
That, hey, that might work, dude, too. Underrated. Underrated.
Underrated, yeah.
Underrated, yeah.
All reliable, right.
All reliable. So, bro, fake jab, go for the fucking... Not really the legs. Try to get, like, behind them. If you can hold on to them, bear hug them behind them, it's over with, bro. You can control them any way you want. You can bring them down... You could pick him up, slam. You even work your way up to get him in the fucking chokehold of dreams. Brother, try to get under them. If you can even just get them in the legs, you could pick him up. Boom. You come on. You bench what? 135 now, right?
190, bro. Stop playing with me.
Oh,
stop playing with me.
Is that going crazy?
190.
Okay, yes, my boy sir. Going crazy with the 190. Okay. Okay, that's what I see.
That's
so
what
that's what I'm saying, bro. You can
guess that,
no problem.
All I know is like the submission one. It's just put my hand like a chokehold. That's it. That's all I know. Maybe like the arm bar, but I don't see myself doing that in a real fight.
Nah, just all reliable.
Just
get
like,
somebody.
Get my hand under their chin, like you know what I'm saying,
and just fucking squeeze. Go at it, brother. Yep, anaconda style, brother.
And then I'm assuming you know when to stop, like let go once they no resistance.
Yeah, unconsciousness is
that's what I meant. Yeah. Like, once they stop
not
fighting
breathing,
back.
Yeah, once you feel them go a little limp.
You don't want to, you're not trying to kill people here. You know what I'm saying? Unalive people.
Yeah. All right, so listen, back to kind of what we were talking about. Listen, things that you wish you learned from a youngin. Mm-hmm. What about fear, bro?
Fear, okay.
Did they ever teach you not to like be scared of shit or like, you know, or when you discovered your fears, like, and you obviously expressed it to your parents, like, yo, I'm scared of that. Like, what did they tell you?
I think my dad was like, yeah, don't be scared of nobody. Like, you stand your ground. And my mom like kind of like smothered me. So I would kind of like lean more towards her side. Like, I'd be like, you know, like kind of like,
quiero.
Yeah. So like she would like smother me. My dad would like try to toughen me up and shit like that.
Yeah. But not just people. I'm also talking about like just regular fears, life fears. You know what I'm saying?
Like
spiders? Like that kind of shit. Heights. Like what was the protocol when it came to fears, like in your family? What they taught you about fear?
Nope. Everyone for themselves. So one of my fears, the dark.
You know what I'm saying? Here we go. All reliable. Classic. Everybody
goes to that. You gotta turn off the lights. You're running.
Yeah, you're running because that motherfucker's right behind you. He's on your tail. So.
Yeah. I still kind of do not. I don't be sprinting nowadays, but like.
Yeah, you just fast walking. Your heart rate's a little up.
Yeah. Now I'm like, you know what? At this time, just get me, bro. Like, I'm tired of this. Just go ahead and get me. But for you, like, did they teach you about fear? Like, were they like, yo, don't be scared? Like, for me, like, now. Now I'm better with fear.
Yeah.
Because of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. When I'm with him, bro, I'm
nothing
not scared
can get me.
Nothing can get me, dude. I promise.
Bro, this motherfucker.
I love that guy.
All right, listen. Yeah. So I had a unique instance. I don't know if I shared this on the pod before, but I had I developed social, not social,
separation anxiety.
Separation anxiety.
That's what I had.
Really bad. Me too. Like severe. Yeah, like I dead ass could not go nowhere. I started like freaking out, heart rate through the roof, like literally mental breakdown. Like it was real, real shit. Not no fake diagnosis. It was mm-hmm. real. So I had that fear. I also had this other fear. Now listen, strap in, because I'm about to tell you my irrational fear. This is a really irrational fear. Okay. And I wonder if anybody else has this fear, because I've never heard anybody else have it. I know it's a thing because I Googled it when I got older, but one of my fears was that in my head, I would think about objects, right? Think about
don't
like...
Don't call your wife that. Think of,
bro, that's crazy.
I don't know why you...
think about like an ant, right?
Yep.
And now ants are nice and small. They're literally like this, right?
Right.
Now think about it like enlarged. Think about it like the damn. Size of like a car. Now picture that like in your head. Or think about like a just a large sandwich the size of a car. That would freak me out for some reason. Like thinking of things that were bigger.
There's a name for that. I just don't know what it is. Like a
science. Yeah, I think it's like titanophobia or something like that. Homophobia is what I had.
Yo, I was crazy.
And that was he gave. No, I was like, but yeah, that was my fear. Dead ass. No cap. I would be sleeping. Boom, boom. Randomly, I'd think about like the world's biggest like slide. I remember that, like, yeah, like the world's biggest slide that like came from the skies, and that would freak me the fuck out, bro. And I start crying, I start shaking, and so I'll go to my parents' stuff. I'd tell them this, and now this is where Mexican parents don't believe in like irrational fear, bro.
They don't give a fuck.
They don't go, damn. They think something was wrong with you. They're like, what the fuck are you even talking about? Go back to bed. Like, what are you saying? Like, they get mad as fuck at me. I'm like, dude, you don't understand. Like, these are the thoughts in my head and shit like that. So. Yeah, that was how they handled fear. They'd just be like, yo, shut your ass up. yeah.
I got bills to pay.
Yeah, they're worried about other shit, not me fucking thinking about like big ass sandwiches or some shit like that. Yeah. I didn't fear like no animal. That was the good part. All my shit was like mental fears, mm-hmm. like irrational fears.
Right.
I never feared like snakes, no spiders.
Public speaking.
I had like anxiety. I had anxiety, so public speaking, like I would try to do it, but my anxiety would choke me up.
Right.
I wasn't really scared to do it, if that makes sense.
Heights?
No. Nowadays, yes. I developed it after a while. Yeah.
Okay.
Back then, I wouldn't, but nowadays, like...
Mine was reversed, so I used to be scared of heights, like roller coasters. Now, I'm okay with them.
Now, roller coasters, I'm good. I think it's when I... Because I feel safe in a roller coaster. But but sometimes I see, like...
Acrophobia? That ride?
That just sucks. And it is scary. It's super scary. It is once, super scary.
That's just how
it is. It is super scary. But I'll probably still do it. I wouldn't do it now for fun, but like if I had to, I would.
Okay.
You know,
yeah,
it's like the fear of heights that I'm talking about is like sometimes I see people like bungee jumping and shit.
Okay.
Now back then I would do it. You know what I think it is? I think with fear of heights is when you have nothing to lose in your life, you're not scared of heights.
Okay. Yeah.
But I feel like I have so much to lose nowadays in life that fear of heights, like, it kicked the fuck in, bro. I don't know why.
Let's go skydiving.
I would do it.
You would do it?
I would. Yeah. I would. It looks scary as shit, but I would do it. Like, I could. The thing right about now, me is that I could conquer my fear. I would be scared as shit, but I'm not like, I don't shy away from my fears, if that makes sense.
Okay, that's what's up. I think, like, right now I would say yes to skydiving. And then we get to the place, and I'm still. That's when the anxiety starts to kind of build up. But I'm doing fine. I'm still go through with it.
And it's those seconds that right before you're about
and
to jump off,
you're on the plane and you're seeing how high you are, and then I'm like, oh, what's going on here?
Am I gonna tell this guy like, yo, I can't, like,
can't, yeah. Right? I still would be very, very, very scared, but I would still go through with it. I think once you jump, you're in paradise. You know what I'm saying? Once you jump,
yeah.
You're. This next 4 minutes, you're free. You know what I'm saying? You don't pay taxes. You don't pay bills.
Bro,
you don't have kids. You know what I'm saying? You're just free.
I live for more of those moments.
You gotta wait to land safely or else, you know.
Yeah. I live for more of those moments. I want moments like that. Like, I think conquering your fear is a very special thing that we get to do nowadays without consequences, if that makes sense. Because like back in the day, like primitive times, they used to have to conquer their fear, but to fucking survive. Like, I got to go kill this fucking saber-toothed tiger, or he's going to come wreck my fucking village. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But nowadays, like, oh, I get a skydive. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I get to talk to a girl.
Bro, I'm dead.
Add that to the list of fears. Okay. Yeah.
This motherfucker is crazy, bro. Yeah, that kind of shit. It's really, really cool. I want to conquer more fears. I don't know what other fears I got. Death is not really a fear. I never really thought of death a fear. It's just like a inconvenience that's going to happen at some point.
Inconvenience, okay. I like that.
Like, fuck, I'm going to die. Damn, that sucks. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I guess.
But like, I'm not actively thinking about it. Yeah, I think heights is like probably... I used to be scared of lightning so bad when I was young. Yeah.
I was okay. I was all right with it.
I just did not want to get shocked. I used to think that, like...
Well, you had your own room.
What the fuck does my room have to get with getting shocked by lightning?
Well, like, you're scared of lightning. Or thunder. That's what I was thinking, actually. Thunder.
You're thinking about the sound. No, yeah, I'm thinking about the fucking actual lightning.
Okay.
Yeah, brother. The bolt.
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I would be outside, and then, like, I would always be outside when I was young, and so, like, you know, sometimes it starts raining and shit. Yeah. And you see it, boom, and then you hear the, like, you know, obviously the sound adds to it, but it's not really what I'm scared of.
Okay.
I was just scared of getting, like, boom, getting fried, Kentucky Fried Chicken, bruh, in the middle of the road with my CR7 shoes on.
Yep, and now you conquer your fears by working closer to it.
Yeah.
Mr. Cable Tech.
Dead ass.
There you go.
Or, like, the dark and shit, I conquered that fear. Not scared
by
of the dark.
By getting with, or...
What's going on right now, brother? I don't even know what's going on.
No, I'm not going to finish that. But wait, I didn't hear. You conquered your fear with the dark. How?
No, like...
Turning the light on?
Just knowing that there's nothing there.
Okay.
By losing all beliefs and evil and shit like that. So that really helped. Okay, yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah, so I know, like, there's no ghosts. I know there's nothing. So I just walked around freely.
I'm good with that. Like, 9 times out of 10. I see a scary movie, that shit goes out the window.
I think that's why I love scary movies now. Like, me and Jackie put one on the other day because I was like, well, I don't believe in none of this shit. So it's not, like, scary to me. I actually like it now for the thrill, but they don't make good ones no more. So that kind of fucking blows.
Yeah, they all suck.
Yeah. But, all right. That's it, brother.
That's it. We'll save that other thing for another day, right?
What other thing?
Yeah, what's the time looking like?
1:13.
Boyfriend application. We'll do that another time.
Oh,
that's fine.
Yeah, nah, we'll do that another time. Yeah, it's getting late, man. Yo, thank you guys for being here, bro. I really appreciate it
so much.
If you haven't subscribed to the channel, go to N85 Podcast on YouTube. Make sure to subscribe. Hit the notification bell if you want. You don't have to. I don't give a fuck. Go to Apple Podcast. Yeah, hey, brother. We
learn how to fight
by hitting your siblings.
Conquer your fears.
Yes.
Learn how to express your emotions.
Yep.
Understand your feelings.
Bro, get in a lot of fights. Fuck it, bro. If your kids want to get in fights, do it. And yeah,
learn
bro.
How to mop.
Learn, hey, for real. Teach your kids shit, for real. Guy, girl, doesn't matter. Cook, clean. All right, we're out of here. Peace out. Boom.
See you later, alligator.